procrastination can be an amazingly nasty addiction because it can affect every area of our existence. And for people that are watching this right now that struggle with procrastination, you know the hell it can cause. For individuals who are with someone who procrastinates a lot, you know what it can cause in your life as well. Hey, David Essel here, 45 years as a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and so much more. In regards to this topic, though, it is massive, right? I waited 30 years. I procrastinated on my addiction for 30 years before I got help. I mean, it's so normal for the human brain to come up with every reason in the world why not to do the difficult work, right? But where does it start from? And how does procrastination become an addiction? Most of us learn it in childhood. Between 0 and 18, we have a role model, mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or aunt or an uncle or a brother or a sister that procrastinates all the time, and we're just following them. You know, that's the most prevalent way that procrastination becomes a part of our life is that we have a role model when we're young, and we look at it as just a normal part of our existence, a normal part of their existence. And so because we're young and we're little and we're looking for role models, we say, well, this is just what we do. We just put things off, and then we put things off, and then we put things off. And then that carries into adulthood, right? Other individuals just find themselves being lazy. And they'll say, you know, I was raised in a family of people that did things when they said they were going to do them, not necessarily go-getters, but everyone followed their word, did the work they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it. And I have procrastinated because it's the easier way out. I'm always looking for a life hack. As a matter of fact, I had a client the other day that asked me, do I believe in life hacks? Because she wants to heal, but she wants to do it like quicker, faster, right? Instant gratification. Oh my God, isn't that just so true? And I asked her, why is she saying that? She said, because I'll procrastinate. If I don't feel that instant validation, if I don't get instant gratification in trying to make this big change, I'll probably procrastinate and just won't do the work. Isn't that fascinating? Like, she's so self-aware that her procrastination is so powerful that she's saying, David, give me a way to do it faster or I'm just going to procrastinate this whole thing. Unfortunately, in the world of procrastination, there's no instant quick fix. And it's just like any other addiction, and it is an addiction. When you return to something that is self-sabotaging in nature, that is an addiction. So you return. Procrastination is all self-sabotage, right? When we procrastinate on doing things for our health gets worse. When we procrastinate on doing things for our partner, our relationship decreases. When we procrastinate on doing things with our money, our finances can go to hell in a heartbeat, right? So procrastination is all over the place, and it can be in every area of our life. And the longer we have it in our life, the longer we need to give it that patience in order to shatter it. Now, when I say longer, not more than a year. You could be a procrastinator for 30 years, and if you follow like a program that we teach, we can have you out of there in 6 months to a year. And it usually is, for most addictions, it's usually in our practice about 6 months to a year for that person to see a complete turnaround, a complete change in the way that they approach life. And with procrastination, just remember, it will stifle every goal. It will limit your ability to be you. It will create shame and guilt. You'll be sitting there knowing you should be doing things and you're not doing them, and you're going to feel bad about yourself as a human being. All of this is unnecessary. Let's shatter procrastination. It's one of the things we love to help people do. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. Working with people and shattering these type of challenges for 45 years now. And because of inflation, we do have some specials going on. So go to talkdavid.com. And also, there's 5 books there that could be a starting point as well for you to shatter your procrastination. Don't let it go another day. Don't say, I'll go after it tomorrow. Go after it today. I look forward to hearing from you, working with you, and solving this chapter in your life. David Essel, wishing you a beautiful day.